Toby Doden goes back to business. Governor Larry Roden cites walking by faith. We've got the candidate speeches from election night. You're listening to SDPB's Dakota Political Junkies. I'm Lori Walsh. It took only 8 minutes after polls closed West River for the Associated Press to call the race for the Republican nomination in Governor Larry Roden's favor. Suddenly, a campaign that stretched for 8 weeks longer than anticipated was over. Though the results are unofficial, pending canvassing, Doden called Roden Tuesday night to congratulate him and offer his help in defeating Democrat Dan Ahlers in November. Around 9 p.m., Toby Doden took the stage in Aberdeen to thank his supporters. Around 15 minutes later, Governor Larry Roden thanked his supporters from the stage at the Canopy Hotel in downtown Sioux Falls. We'll start here with Toby Doden's concession speech. Then you will hear Governor Larry Roden's victory speech.
Thank you all for being here tonight. Because I'm a gracious host, I'm going to apparently get you home to bed a little earlier than maybe we expected. First and foremost, I want to tell you, I just got off the phone with Governor Roden, wished him the best, told him clearly he would have my full-throated support against Mr. Ahlers in November. I have said since day one on this long, crazy journey that my singular goal was to unite our amazing Republican Party and move this state forward. And that journey has not ended here, my friends. South Dakota is the greatest state in the country. You don't live in the private sector in the real world for 30 years and not have a lot of wins and a lot of losses. And I can tell you this, I have learned a heck of a lot more from each one of my losses than I have my wins. And this will be no different. There will not be frowns. There will not be negativity. There will be only what I have demanded from my family and myself for 30 years, which is positivity, optimism, and forward thinking. I will continue to do everything I can behind the scenes to help everybody in this state move forward in a positive direction and protect you, the citizens of this state. What started out at my dinner table with my beautiful wife, Elizabeth, of 30 years, has turned into one of the most powerful, energetic movements in the history of South Dakota politics, and I want to thank everybody in this state. Every single hand I shook, I don't know how many tens of thousands it was, the hundreds of bus stop events, West River, East River, everywhere in between. I have met some of the most genuinely great people in my entire life, and I could not be more humble and more thankful for this opportunity. I had an amazing staff on this team. From Matt all the way down, we had just incredible people. They work their butt off. People in politics don't get paid enough, but they work more hours and they work harder than any group of people I have ever seen. So number one, I want to thank my team. I could not have done this without them. The people around this state that we, and when I say we, I mean you and I, gave a voice to. There are people all across this state today that are still suffering. It's become harder to pay your bills. There are things we have to work on in this state. And being able to give a voice to those people across the state, I want to thank each and every one of you for coming out to my events, shaking my hand, calling me, reaching out to our team. I will forever be in debt for the experience the last 2 years meeting all of the amazing people in this state. And lastly, what is life all about? Well, when you live to be as old as I am at the ripe age of 51, you figure out very quickly that there is nothing more important than your family. I have the most incredible wife, my high school sweetheart, Liz. We've been together 35 years. I have four incredible children that we raised. We didn't have two nickels to scratch together when we had our first child. And now they all work in my companies. I have three grandchildren. My oldest daughter, Josephine, is going to give us our fourth in 2 weeks. I am the most blessed man on the planet. My mother, God rest her soul, told me something when Elizabeth and I got married. She said, "You and Liz are going to have kids, Toby, and you are going to love those kids so much. But you don't know what love is until you hold your first grandchild." And I tell you what, my mom, Arliss, was dead right. And so I know a lot of people want to know what's next for me. Well, what's next for me tonight is Netflix and chill. I have got to watch TV in 15 months. I am so far behind on my man, you can't imagine. So that's what I'm going to do tonight. Tomorrow I'm going to wake up, I'm going to go back, and I'm going to run my amazing companies. I'm going to spend time with my children, my grandchildren, my wife. And I assure you, I will do everything in my power for the rest of the time the good Lord blesses me with. I will do everything I can to fight for the people in this state to keep South Dakota the greatest state in the country. God bless the great state of South Dakota. Thank you.
And awful. four of my sons are just amazing to me because they all got young families, and yet they were working two full-time jobs, campaigning, knocking on doors, sign waving, you name it, they were doing it, making calls. So thank you guys for all your work. My twin sister, Lori, where are you at, Lori? Right there. She did an amazing amount of work at volunteering as well. And Sandy's sister, Trish. Trish worked full time on the campaign. Couple nickels, she was a godsend because she worked for free. And Debbie also did a lot of work for the campaign. So my entire family, I'd like to just thank them. And to you in the room, I know you know who you are. The people that came alongside us, especially early in those in the primary before the first election, those were tough times. And you know, there were times when I really felt like the good Lord was trying to teach me something. And there were times that all I had to rely on was the scripture, you walk by faith, not by sight. And that's what we did. And we kept moving forward, and God put the right people in our paths at the right time, and it worked out. And we knew that we owed a lot to Him. And the number of people by the hundreds that called me and said, we're praying for you every day. So thank you all. You all know what you contributed. And I hope you know how much that meant to Sandy and I. So I did get a call from Toby just a little bit ago, Mr. Doden, and he graciously conceded and congratulated me, and he sounded very sincere and offered his help in the general, and so I thank you for that. And again, I really didn't know what to expect, but he was a gentleman, and he was very polite and straightforward and supportive. So I appreciate that. I appreciate more than you know the opportunity to serve as governor to a state that I've grown in love with, born and raised here. And I've said many times, and I've learned it over and over through the years, South Dakota is a special place. And that's because of the people that live here. And because of their foundation and their upbringing, it's woven into our fabric. So thank you all for your support and for your giving, your time, your talents, your treasures. God bless you, and may God continue to bless the great state of South Dakota. Yeah!
You can find transcripts of both these speeches on our website, sdpb.org. That's our report for today. I hope that it served you. From all of us here at SDPB, I'm Lori Walsh. Thank you for listening.